Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Wednesday, April 10th, 2024, and information provided is up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a broadly flat open, with S&P futures largely unchanged. This follows Asian markets closing mixed, and European markets largely higher in early trading. The 10-year is broadly flat, yielding 4.36%. The dollar is trading at largely unchanged levels. Gold, oil, and industrial metals are higher. Cryptocurrencies are mostly down. The market is in waiting mode for several potential catalysts, particularly the March CPI due later today. We also have the ECB decision on Thursday and the start of bank earnings season on Friday. The BOE is also due to publish Bernanke's policy review on Friday. Heading into these events, the focus is on the firmer U.S. growth backdrop, which has fueled a hawkish repricing of Fed pivot expectations. Attention is also on higher commodity prices and higher break-evens. Sell-side analysts have raised targets for the S&P and recently talked up the outlook for the Euro stocks given the favorable rate outlook. In overseas developments, the Reserve Bank of New Zealand left its official cash rate unchanged as expected and reiterated rates need to remain restrictive for a sustained period. Bloomberg sources also noted the Bank of Japan weighing upgrading its FY25 core inflation forecast at April's meeting. On the data front, we had Denmark March CPI coming in above prior read, Austrian February industrial production negative and below prior read, Norway March CPI below prior read, and March PPI above prior read but a negative number, and Japan March CGPI coming in above prior month. Due up on today's U.S. economic calendar, we have weekly MBA mortgage purchase applications, the March CPI numbers, and weekly DOE crude inventories. In corporate news, Sky News reports, CVC Capital Partners could launch an Amsterdam stock market listing as early as next week. A source tells Sky News that CVC will be ready to launch the IPO within 10 days, while a separate insider says that an announcement later in the month is more likely. Tesco is trading higher after it reported full-year earnings and attributed sales volume growth across the UK and Ireland to an easing off of inflationary pressure. And Taiwan Semiconductor is having a strong week with the stock at a fresh record high after announcing on Wednesday its March quarter revenue growth of 16% quarter on quarter, topping expectations and marking its fastest growth in more than a year. On today's earnings calendar, we have Delta Airlines due to report their results before market open. Asian equities finished mixed on Wednesday. The Hang Seng outperformed with sharp gains in auto and tech, while Shenzhen led mainland China indexes lower. Bloomberg sources said the BOJ will likely consider an upward revision to its FY25 core inflation forecast, currently 2.4%, at this month's MPM following surprising strength in this year's Shunto wage hikes. While a new figure for FY25 was not mentioned, ex-fresh food and energy inflation may be lifted to 2% or higher from the current 1.9%, and first projections for FY26 likely to be set around 2%. With attention on the next rate hike, the article noted the April 25th-26 meeting is widely expected to conclude with no policy changes. Some 62% expect a follow-up hike by October, with just under a quarter picking July. European markets have opened largely higher with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading up. Some strategists are betting on the BOE to cut rates first. Bloomberg reported some investors see value in betting on the Bank of England to cut rates ahead of the ECB and Fed. The report highlighted Jupiter Asset Management. Pictet and Candrian believe the market is still underpricing the chances of the BOE delivering faster and deeper rate cuts versus other major central banks. While the market is putting the probability of a May BOE cut at 20%, markets are still pricing the UK will lag the ECB. Some thoughts are inflation could undershoot Bank of England forecasts, growth is still very subdued, and rate-setting committee might be more responsive to macro developments compared with the ECB's gradualism. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary for Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.